Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Derek Scherer is the general manager of the St. Paul Saints, and he joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Derek, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mike. How you doing?
Good. You're glad you don't have a night game tonight, right?
You are 100% correct. I nothing better than a rainy day when the team is off.
Now, do you remember? I mean, you can't be in this game without surviving a few storms. What do you remember about the old Midway and where you'd go and how it works now?
Oh man, it's so much more comfortable and frankly safer at JHS Field than it was at Midway. There really wasn't anywhere to go.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking out loud, and I'm going, where would you go?
Oh, my gosh. I can remember shooting fireworks off with the tarp halfway on the field and the rest of the field swamped. I mean, there's definitely some weather memories there at Midway Stadium with crowds of people just smashed on a very small concourse.
Yep, and they'd all gather around there with their ponchos or whatever and just wait it out, wouldn't they?
Absolutely. You know, you did have the tailgate lot there right next to
you. Yep. So I think you go to your car. Yep.
Dash to their car.
Yeah, boy, those are some days. Now, Derek, this is really your first season where you had a baseball season in its entirety starting in April, as it will be going forward with, you know, uninhibited by COVID and all those things. What was it like this year in April when you started the season?
I can tell
cold?
You in one word, it was cold.
Yes, it was.
It was cold. That was the first time in Saints history, at least in the current version of the Saints, that we played April baseball. We had 12 dates, and each of those 12 dates was either raining, snowing, or below 25 degrees, or all of the above. So, you know, it's April baseball in Minnesota. The Twins have been dealing with it since 2010. And, of course, back at Old Met Stadium before the Dome. And we'll get used to it, and hopefully we won't have so many bad Aprils like we had this year.
Yeah, you roll the dice in Aprils in Minnesota. By the way, we got another text in your storm hitting Plymouth right now. Big winds and rain. So keep us updated via our text or phone line, 651-461-9226, and we'll keep the listening public up to date as best we can. Because, Derek, people forget it was a summer season with the St. Paul Saints when it was independent ball. When you're a major league affiliate, especially AAA, they want to get as many games in because they're playing for the prospects and the people that might be moved up and they want to be playing all the time. Now, when you come back after this road trip, it'll feel more like business as you knew it before. How have you changed the way your model and how you market to that? Do you get the thrust of your groups in those June, July, August months, or how do you go about constructing that?
There's still a heavy focus on late May through end of August. I mean, that's really, and throughout minor league baseball, especially at the AAA level with 150 games, that they sort of identify that the top, you know, what's the most important 100-day window to your schedule. And there's still a heavy focus on that. Don't get me wrong, all the whining and crying about the bad weather in April, we'd still rather have 12 games in April than no games in April at all.
Yeah.
You know, it's it's we're thrilled about that 75 home game schedule now, up from what used to be, gosh, in 1993 when the Saints began as an independent club, I think it was 31 home games.
Is so that right?
Yeah. We played 50 home games as an American Association member for the last several years, and then now it's 75 home games and 150 game schedule. And what's really important about the schedule now for all of AAA baseball is that Major League Baseball has done its best to stretch the AAA schedule out to match as closely as possible the MLB schedule. So we start in April, we end at the very end of September.
What have these last couple of weeks been like? Because you guys have been working in concert with the Twins, and you know how lucky have they been, and you've been to be that close in proximity because it's been needed all the time. But take me back to the Royce Lewis situation. He's first of all, what were your impressions of him before he ever got called up?
Oh wow! What an incredible talent, and an even better young man. I mean, that's. As much as you can say, to have an opportunity to watch that young man play, heck of a ball player, but both in the field and at the plate, really enjoyed working with him in the ballpark and in the community. So we were thrilled to have him for as long as we did. And obviously the situation that happened with his call up, with Correa injured, and then now coming back to us, and then his recall. I think it's a perfect example of what the Twins were looking for out of having their AAA franchise so close in proximity. It just gives them so much flexibility to be able to make those decisions in the blink of an eye. So we were hopeful at the start of the year, thinking that Royce hadn't played for two full years. We were hopeful that we might keep him throughout the summer. But man, oh man, when he got that taste of Major League Baseball and just tore it up, it's hard to ignore. So hopefully, heck of a catch he made in center field too. What an amazing athlete. So hopefully he's not. Hopefully it's an easy injury to come back from and just a little bit sore, and he'll be back on the field soon.
What kind of buzz does he create in the stadium?
Oh, that's been one of the most enjoyable parts of this partnership with the Twins is the fans know And in the past, I don't know that the fans always knew. Occasionally, you'd have a player, obviously the Daryl Strawberries and the Leon Durhams and even Tanner Sheppers several years ago that we had that was throwing 101 miles an hour. But there were a few players that came through as an independent that the fans knew about and came to see. But with this affiliation and the prospects that the Twins are bringing through and Royce's as good of an example as any, Jose Miranda last year is another great example. The buzz that you start to hear in the stands when they know his time in the batting order is coming up, it's a lot of fun.
So like when you hear that Miranda's being sent down, you know, Royce Lewis going up, Miranda's being sent down, and I would imagine there's a part of you going, hey, man, I don't want to lose Royce Lewis, but this is kind of cool. Miranda comes down to us, we get him, and then boom, Lewis gets hurt, Miranda stays with the big league team. Well, what's the fluctuation like for you as you follow this?
It's a revolving door, and it's just, you know, I think we're at ease with it. We understand the way this is going to work, and we understand that when we lose a guy, we're going to get a guy. Oftentimes, it's going to be a guy we're excited to get. So it's a lot of fun, actually. You know, again, you'd love to keep a lineup with Royce Lewis at the top of the order and Jose Miranda hitting second or third. You'd love to keep that all year long as a AAA operator, but that's just not the way it works. So last year when we started losing some of those guys up to the big league club in 2021, that's when we saw Jose Miranda suit up and go on a tear for the rest of the season. So we'll keep our eyes open for the next guy coming up from Wichita. We're really thrilled with the lineup we have right now. Shoot, we've got Alex Kirilloff and Jake Cave. You know, we've got big league guys in the lineup as we speak. So it's fun for us. It's fun for the fans, and it's always going to be interesting with the proximity to Target Field.
Derek Scherer is our guest, general manager of the St. Paul Saints. So are you getting a crowd that's kind of St. Paul Saints plus, so to speak? In other words, they want the CHS Saints feel, and oh yeah, the bonuses. I know that guy. I've seen that guy. Those kinds of things, those conversations. So it's stirring around. Yeah, the entertainment, the value that you guys have always provided, but the added bonus is, hey, I want to see Royce Lewis hit, or I want to see Devin Smeltzer pitch.
You described it perfectly. It's no one wanted to see the Saints experience change, and Saints fans, they want to come, they want to laugh, they want to smile, they want to have a conversation with their neighbor, but why not see some of the top talent in all of professional baseball in between those white lines? I think bonus is exactly the way to describe it for fans who've been coming to the Saints games for years. What's been interesting to us, and it's been a lot of fun to see sort of the closet Twins fan come out. That fan's been coming to Saints games for years, but now they come out and put on their Twins hat or their Twins jersey.
Sure.
And I think they see the same thing over at Twins games too.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you see the Saints jerseys show up.
Yep, we're all one family now, right?
It's been a lot of fun to see how that's happened.
Does taking the onus of not dealing with personnel, does that make life easier for you? Is it just different? What is it?
Just different, more than anything. I think it's something off of my plate. Obviously, our former field manager George Samus dealt a lot with that as well. But I think what we added to all of our plates there with the front office in St. Paul is there's a lot of governance working with Major League Baseball that we didn't deal with.
Yep.
In independent baseball. Certainly, we had a league office, a league president, league commissioner, and a real live rule book and everything, but it's a little bit different than dealing with Major League Baseball. So anything that we gave up in dealing with the player personnel, we gained in dealing with Major League Baseball governance.
When that being said, you know, they're talking about minor league baseball, of course, has been depleted some and will continue to perhaps. Major League Baseball has figured out that they don't need as much as they need. What is the state of independent ball right now, and how does that change AAA ball, where you're not going to have as many rookie league teams, it looks like?
Yes, I think it's too soon to tell really what impact that's going to have. Year after, even with 160 minor league teams in the past, Major League Baseball was looking to the independent leagues a little bit more, and I don't think it was because they didn't have enough prospects in their pipelines. It was more about realizing over the years what a great place to find talent the independent leagues had become. You recall when the Saints started 93, 94, 95. There were a lot of former major leaguers that were playing in those leagues,
yeah.
So it wasn't really a developmental opportunity for Major League Baseball. Over time, that changed, and over time, it became an alternate path for somebody to make to find their way to the major league. So it'll be interesting to see. You know, we're at 120 minor league teams now between AAA, one level of AAA, one level of AA, and then two levels of Single A. So four levels of minor league baseball, 120 teams. It'll be that way for at least the next 8.5 years, and we'll see what happens after that.
And last, do these guys? I mean, it's different when you're trying to get to the big leagues. You're on the cusp of it, or you're rehabbing. What are they doing? Are they at the ballpark all day? Is it different guys? Do they have different training programs? What are they doing with your facilities there on a normal day?
It's a lot more in depth, that's for sure. Much of the logic behind the changeover that took place a year and a half ago that involved the Saints becoming a triple A team was focused on health and wellness,
yeah,
of players and the player experience. So having the right facilities, having the right nutritionists, having the right training programs. You said it, Mike. It's very personalized for each player, and each player, they get out and stretch together. They get out and run together, and they're still doing some of the same drills that you're used to seeing. But more often than not, players are on doing personal workouts prior to games, and they have their own build up to game time and their own routine.
Well, they got the week off now, and what do you guys do during a week like this?
We actually have a busy week at CHS Field this week. Tomorrow night we have Adam Thielen, the Thielen.
I'm going to be there. Yep.
Play. Good. I look forward.
Yeah,
to
they put in a plug for that. If people want to come out, there it's a slow pitch. All the Vikings are playing.
Yeah, I think they have it set up as offense versus defense.
Yep.
Celebrity softball game. There may be a few other athletes from around the Twin Cities that join in, but we hosted it a couple years ago as part of our All Star game in 2019. We did the night before we hosted the first Thielen Foundation softball game. So this is the first time that it'll be a standalone event. Tickets available. Just give us a call at the office tomorrow, or go to saintsbaseball.com or thielenfoundation.com, and you can get tickets for that. Then Friday, I know you're not going to miss this one, Mike.
Yeah.
The I Love the 90s rap concert.
Oh, right in my wheelhouse, buddy.
Absolutely. Vanilla Ice, Tone Loc, Young MC.
Young MC's going to be there?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Wow.
It's a busy week.
Wow. And what time do I need to get there on Friday, and do I need to dress a certain way?
Well, I'd pull out, you're probably going to want to wear a hat sideways, something colorful.
So just another day for me.
Another day. Nothing different than what I normally see at the ballpark wearing. So, no, it'll be a lot of fun.
All right, I'll see you there tomorrow night for the softball.
All right. Sounds good, Mike.
Thanks, Derek. Appreciate it. Derek Scherer, general manager, St. Paul Saints. Saints go on the road this week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.